This episode contains vulgar language. The thoughts and opinions used on this show are solely for entertainment purposes. Listener's discretion is advised.
It's no stunts, bitch!
From the greatest city in the world, don't at me. This is another installment of the Loose Thoughts Podcast. I am Phil, the leader of the revolution, damn it. Lord Phil, if you will. I am joined by my brother in broadcast, the all-knowledgeable Bubba. Bubba, say what's up to the people.
Happy 2020, y'all. What's good?
And to my left, the sound engineer extraordinaire, the big brother of the show, Curb Master Flex. Kirby, say something to the people.
Presidente.
Happy 2020. Happy Valentine's Day weekend. Happy side chick weekend. happy NBA All-Star weekend. Whatever your vice is, whatever you want to celebrate, enjoy it. We hope you enjoy it and all that good shit. It's been a little while since we've been back. So quick updates, guys. How we doing? Everybody good?
You what? I'm good. Keeping my hands safe.
Keeping your hands to yourself?
Oh, yeah. It's a very, very interesting start to today. But other than that, on a serious note, I'm good. Still working. Got a few bumps pay raise, so that's always good, be able to take care of more bills.
All right.
I definitely thought he was going another way. He said, I got a couple bumps, and like, nigga, you got to go to the hospital for that.
I wouldn't be here for all that. Oh yeah! Now I'm officially a neighbor of Loose Thoughts Drive. I have moved, moved with the missus, so I'm closer.
Feels so y'all are living in sin now. Okay, yeah. Give it up for sin.
Woo! Brought to you by President.
We like that.
It's just, you know, me and the missus going well. Shouts to her. Everything's good. Can't really complain. Just trying to take it one moment at a time as much as possible.
Cool. Kirby, how you doing?
Chilling like Bob Dylan.
Oh, does Bob Dylan chill?
Yeah. I don't know. He's just the same.
I would assume so then.
I hope so. Yeah. All right, you know?
Cool. Like it.
I'm cool. Possibly moving in the next, you know, couple months, so we'll see. You know, school works good. Everything's all right. My child's an asshole. She flipped the table, which was nice. Which was
a good time. She was practicing for her wrestling career.
I don't know what it was. We're gonna have to figure that out. But she's
practicing when she's around white people. She needs to get mad and leave. She's like, "Fuck this shit."
You shouldn't do that around white people.
No, quite not. Not.
Yeah,
people
you're right. Like, you're right.
White people can get that. White people are safe.
But she flipped the table, so we had to deal with that. But besides that, everything is good. So we're getting away from our for this episode. Decided to go away from like our usual topic based stuff.
What?
Yeah. Oh, before we get in though, let's lift the curtain a little bit. So your man over here, your man Bubba over here. So Kirby got a bottle of Presidente beer straight from Dominican Republic, right?
No, you got to say with.
I don't have that. So bottle of Presidente
from Presidente La República Dominicana.
Yeah, that beer. From the island, straight from it. His family went, you know, they brought him back some beer. Like, oh, you would love this. So, you know, usually when we do these episodes, we drink, you know. We're not shy about that. This episode is brought to you by Presidente. That has alcohol in it. Just want to let you know. Okay.
So I also brought Presidente, Rehende, because that was the first thing I saw. And the last time I was here, I brought Corona. So I was like, oh, let's switch it up. So your man's over here. Your man's Bubba. He's like, yo, where's it at? And I was like, it's over there.
It's in the kitchen.
It's in the kitchen. So he decided he was going to go in the fridge. I just said it was in the kitchen. He didn't do no looking. Which
well, technically he did.
Oh yeah, he went looking in the fridge.
Wait, let me say that.
I left the beer outside, like on the floor in the kitchen. You know, all you have to do is just look down. You know, you see a green box. You know, or if you want, I also bought the 40 size, so he could have had any one of those. But this man, and I'm assuming you were saving it for an occasion of sorts.
I was.
Okay. And this man decided, oh yeah, let me just go ahead and open it. And he came over here, and the sheer shock, the sheer horror that Kirby had on his face, he was like, wait, where did you get that from? He's like, yeah, I got it from in the kitchen. Yeah, where? It was in the fridge. In the black bag? Yeah. And then Kirby was like, that's the one from that was the one he was supposed to be saving for a special occasion, you know. I don't know,
an anniversary,
a promotion of some sort.
Listen,
so this man, so this man Bubba's staring at it like, oh, I don't know, I don't. He was stuck. He was stuck. He didn't know what to do.
Well, first of all, I was stuck because I'm like, oh, yeah. That looked bigger than what he brought. So I was like,
it was much bigger, much bigger,
way bigger.
I realized the difference. That there's levels to this Presidente shit, so my bad.
So what's funny about that part is that moments earlier, as Phil was drinking his Presidente, you had the statement that said, oh, that's cool that you brought Presidente, but like, you know, the Presidente from the Dominican Republic, it tastes better than the ones here in America. So he goes and finds the beer, opens it, and I'm like, wait a minute.
That's the one that's not from America.
That's the one that's not from America.
That's not from C-Town.
That's from Setown from Dominican Republic.
So he done fucked up and ruined a potentially good beer for a celebration of sorts.
Listen,
but then your man didn't just stop there. Oh. So we also smoked some hookah before or during, you know, whichever floats our fancy, what I mean. So then he's passing the hookah, and your man knocks down the coal on the table and on the floor. And then he's like, you know what? I'm just going to keep my hands to myself. I'm not touching nothing no more. Wow. So Bubba didn't have a very good start to this recording session.
I'm chilling right now.
This Sunday, he took two L's. But good job. Shout out.
Woo! Yeah.
Listen,
don't touch nothing no more.
Nope.
No. I'll give him the damn it Ric Flair award.
You might have to get the damn it. I don't know. We'll see.
Listen.
Okay. Bubba might not talk for the rest of the show now.
Nope.
Yeah,
he's stuttering. Look at him.
I'm trying to get my dates right. I'm going to be flying out to DR.
Just to get the beer.
I'm coming
with
right
no
back.
Bags, though. No bags. No bags. No bag check. I'm just here. To get this beer and get out of here.
I'll figure it out.
He going to be like, ¿Qué lo que? Cerveza.
No Marlene in the building this time, but, you know, she's doing things and, you know, whatever.
Oh, whatever.
You know, next time, you know, but it's just the three of us. All right, so we're getting away from our usual topic-based, you know, talking about nonsense. And we decided we're going to just talk about things that are going on right now.
Like Bubba crying.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about like some stories that have been going on, you know, kind of like over the last couple of weeks. So I first want to get into a little bit of this here Astros cheating scandal.
Oh, okay.
Because we're not a sports show. We don't pretend to be one, but you know,
we have opinions.
But we have opinions, and when things happen, this is a huge story right now.
A travesty.
So we decided, I decided we're going to talk about it
since you wrote the show.
Since I wrote this one, yes.
Now, was this in the gym on the way here?
Like,
this was in my room this morning. As I was preparing, you know, because we're a professional podcast, right? You know,
sure.
It's a professional-ish.
Preventing children from flipping tables.
Yeah, well, no, she was downstairs, so I was hoping my wife would be preventing that. It seemed like everything went well while I was upstairs. So we're going to talk a little bit about a couple different things, and we're going to start with the Astros. So, you know, as a Mets fan, this doesn't really affect me all that much.
Must you really start with that statement, though?
Yes. Yes. My first question is as Yankees fan. So as a Mets fan, this doesn't really directly affect me because they're not in the same division. And we only play them. I think we only played them like once or twice last year and we split the series or something. So it doesn't really affect us. But I wanted to get I wanted to get a feel from the Yankees fans, the personal Yankees fans, what?
Time out. Didn't y'all lose a manager because he was a part of that shit?
So it does affect. It did affect you.
Nah, because he didn't. He didn't see what had happened was he got fired before he started the job. So it didn't really. It doesn't really affect us all that much.
Technically,
we'll see. I mean, if the team is, he was also going to be a rookie manager. So we don't know. We just replaced him with. But we're not talking about the Mets right now, okay? We're not talking about the Mets right now. I'll get back into that a little. You gave me another talking point. I'll get back to that.
Why
a little
the
bit
later. Fuck you lying?
It more directly affected Yankees fans. Can we agree there?
Yeah.
Because that was the team that knocked you guys out of the playoffs. Two out of the last 3 years. So, you know, I guess you guys would have more feelings towards that. Whatever. So, as Yankees fans, how do y'all feel with this whole thing going on? How do you feel about the cheating scandal? Do you feel like you've been robbed? Like, Yankees fans, talk to me.
They owe the fade, bro. As simple as that. They owe the fade. They owe the rematch. They owe all the hands and feats. Like, it makes their victory seem a bit more disingenuous. Like, it doesn't count, it doesn't factor on what their true talent is. Because take away the scandal, like, they have talent on that team.
Very,
like,
talented team.
Like, yes. They have Altuve. They had Correa. They had players that could actually perform well, especially in clutch situations. So to find out that they benefited from stealing signs and all that, it's just like, What's the point of playing the game the way that's supposed to if you're going to go through these channels to always give yourself the upper hand? And it sucks because players like Altuve, who rightfully deserve to be called like super, to be called World Series champions and have all those accolades, and now you have like a blemish. Like, it feels like it's redacted in a sense. Like, it doesn't. Every time you mention the Astros as World Series champions, it's an asterisk to it now. It doesn't feel like, oh, this is the hard work of a seasons-long culmination that led to this point.
And for those who have been possibly living under a rock, maybe not be paying attention, maybe not know exactly what happened, essentially what happened was the Houston Astros, they had a camera that were using that to steal signs, because in baseball, catchers and pitchers, they communicate what pitch is going to be thrown next through a use of signs. A little bit of an antiquated notion if you ask me, but hey, it is what it is. But they were using a camera to steal those signs, and then they were banging on trash cans, right?
Trash cans or whatever, I forgot.
Yeah, they were banging on trash cans to let the batter know what pitch was coming next. You know, stealing signs has been a part of Major League Baseball for forever, but they went to the next level using like actual, you know, electronic devices and all that type of stuff. So that's why it's such a big deal, because they went above and beyond what's the norm. Like, if you can steal signs, that's cool. That's like stealing. That's like figuring out what plays a team is going to run in basketball, football, hockey, whatever. If you're able to decipher that, you know, that's an advantage. But they were using technology. That's why it's such a big story. Mm-hmm. But Kirby, go ahead. How do you feel?
I personally, I mean, you just mentioned they use technology. They went above and beyond. Like, it's not something, like, it's frowned upon when a second baseman, you know, a runner that's in, on second base is looking at the catcher to see exactly what's going on in regards to, like, you know, what the catcher is signaling to the pitcher. But if you're going, you know, spending money on altering, deciding equipment to determine what's coming to the batter, like, that's just, that's sleazy to me. But to make matters worse, it happened, if it would have happened the year after where they didn't win the World Series, it would be like, it is what it is, slap them with a fine. But we are talking about a year in which they were World Series champions, is which the investigation is happening. That is where I'm like, okay, now you really got to dig in a little deeper than just, you know, one or two games. Like, well, how long has this been happening? Mm-hmm. Should they even keep their championship because of this act? You know, like, that's like comparing it to the Bill Belichick. What is it? What they call it when they
Spygate,
you know? Like,
Facts.
Yeah. Like, they made a big deal with that. Therefore, you know, they should even make a bigger deal. They're not wrong for going deep into this investigation of this sign stealing.
So you would have been okay if it was investigated. Like, they lost the World Series this year. So if, like, they started this investigation.
But they're going back to 2000. Like,
yeah, well, they have to go. Now they have to go back. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, had what happened this year happened in 2017, like, you wouldn't. I believe you said, like, had you said, would it have been as big a problem for you, or is it just because now that they won the World Series, is that the bigger problem for you?
The bigger problem for me, it's more of how long this has been happening, and
okay,
yeah,
because it's not just like, yes, it's been more obvious this year, but the fact is that they noticed it back when during their World Series season. Like, this has been going on. It's been caught back then. That's where all these actions have been made. That's why, unfortunately, Beltran stepped down as a manager. I firmly believe that they equally part ways so that it doesn't come to the attention to the Mets. But, you know, people wanted to step down in regards to the consequences of the general manager and the actual manager. That's appropriate because of the fact they are the deciding members of that organization. Why not give them the consequences that they received, which was, I believe, they were fined at first.
The owner.
No, they were suspended.
They were suspended at first.
The general manager and the manager were at first suspended. But then when they got deeper, they realized, okay, no, we cannot let this happen. So I believe they were both fired from their positions.
Yeah, A.J. Hinch was fired. The Boston Red Sox.
Alex Cora.
He was also fired. And the Mets, you know, he stepped down.
I think he stepped down so that the attention does not get to that organization because Beltran was a member of that team when everything started going down.
Yeah. And, you know, from the Mets perspective, it's so annoying. Like, it's annoying because, like, yeah, they don't, like, the Astros, that doesn't mean anything to us because they don't play in the same division. But because Carlos Beltran, who was the manager who was hired by the Mets, he was the mastermind behind this whole thing.
As they claim to say.
As they claim to say. Like, El Jefe, if you will. He's the alleged mastermind behind this whole thing. He gets hired by the Mets, and it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, it's not exactly the choice we would have went with, but they were going by name recognition. He was a Met for like 6 or 7 years. He was loved. He was respected. So it's kind of just like, all right, let's try this. And then, of course, in typical Mets fashion, they didn't really do their due diligence, and he gets fired. And then, you know, it just blows up in our face, but we are not complicit in anything. So whatever.
So here's what I feel that for Beltran, unfortunately, the timing was really off. Like, it was to the point where Beltran could have had a chance to you know, make a name for himself as a manager. Like, you've seen what Aaron Boone has done with the Yankees and stuff like that. But unfortunately, I felt like some people from the organization in which they got caught were pointing fingers towards. It was like, oh, but if I'm caught, what about this person? And unfortunately, Beltran was a product of that, where everybody was pointing the fingers. It was like pretty much snitching. It was like, but if I did it, what about him? And that's where, like, you know, everything fell apart for him.
And this whole thing really started because somebody who was used to be on the team snitched. Like, he did it. He dropped the dime on everybody, and then that's where this whole thing started.
Listen, man, it's unfortunate that we couldn't see how he could have possibly made. Well, we don't know what he would do with the Mets, but it would have been exciting to see, because he does, even before that, have at least experience getting to the playoffs and being on those type of teams. So it puts a stain on everyone's resume. It's not more so the players. It's more so the management. So, like, even, like, the Red Sox got affected, because one of the players that was there the year they won the World Series went to the Red Sox, and they won the following year.
Yeah.
So now it's all interconnected.
Exactly.
Like, how long has it been going on? Why is this happening now? Why can't you just homegrown your product and just trust that you have the better team? Like, you can't do this in basketball where you could steal something from someone. Yeah, you got to play officially what you got to do. Baseball has to deal with it. Football has to deal with it. I don't know if any other major sports that would be an issue, because it's more so based on solo play, in a sense.
Well, baseball,
it's a team aspect, but it's like...
Yeah, well, baseball has... It's like, there's still... There are so many of these unwritten rules, and that's kind of like what the Astros are claiming. Like, you know, there are unwritten rules of baseball, so, like, they apologize for doing what they did, but I don't feel like they were using a competitive advantage. Like, you know, baseball still is so old school, right? They're still using these signs and things like that, and it's like, yo, get with the times. Like, you don't, you know, like, if you watch, like, let's say you watch basketball, you know, they do their play whenever they're calling a plays. Whenever they're calling plays, it's usually after a timeout.
Yeah.
And they're all huddled together, so you can't. It's really hard to figure out what's going on.
Same thing with hockey.
With football, now you're seeing coaches. They put their play sheet over their mouth, and you can't see what they're saying. So baseball, it does have that problem where it's like, since they're still using this antiquated notion, yeah, of course signs are still going to be stolen.
Only thing they could do is, like, do what, like, the coaches do with the quarterback and have the mic sort of, like, built into the helmet. But at the same time, it's baseball. Like, if you've never been hit or felt the velocity of a baseball passing you, that's not – like, all you need is that – and they don't wear helmets when they on the outfield. They wear baseball caps. So all it takes is that, even if you don't hit, if the bat gets the right swing at the wrong time and you get cracked, it's over. Like, you can't be able to keep that type of that secrecy if you discuss it between the pitcher and the catcher. Something has to be said. And it's unwritten because no one has ever done it, because they respected that there's a relationship between the catcher and the pitcher, because the pitcher's on a mound, and it's on an angle, so it has to go down, and only the pitcher's going to understand how it's going to get swung, what type of ball it will be. Only thing I could probably suggest is that the tandems need to become more elusive and switch signs, like, every single game. It don't gotta be too outrageous, where they doing some type of Naruto shit where they fucking playing with their hands. But it just something that, you know, once it's seen, it's specific to a certain pitch for a certain pitcher, and that it can never be recorded.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, we got cheat. We could have. Who they faced that year? The Dodgers?
Yes.
Yeah, we could have smoked them niggas. Like, come on. It makes my heart jump with joy knowing that the Nationals beat them niggas.
Disgust me.
But mind you, they were a wild card team.
Yeah.
But then the question becomes, like, why were the Nationals able to do it? So, and for people who may not understand exactly why this is so important, if you don't have to, like, look at the numbers or even understand the numbers. Why this is so important is that when Houston was at home, their numbers, their productivity was way higher versus when they were not at home. So that's why this is so important, because, you know, baseball is 162 games. Yeah. That's 81 at home. If your numbers are so much better at home versus away, when you're not at home, when you're away, like, obviously, clearly, you have a distinct advantage. And the thing about, like, being home, home field advantage doesn't really exist in baseball as much as it does in other sports. So they had a clear for some places, but they had a clear advantage when they were in Houston versus anywhere else. So here's a philosophical question for you, though. If your team did the same thing and won a championship, would you even care? Like, if the Yankees did this, if the Yankees were doing the same thing, would you care?
I would. I mean, me personally, because of the fact that, I mean, why? I personally don't like cheaters. Like, it's just for me. Well, I would say more for Bubba, yes, because of the fact that, you know, you are the more diehard Yankee fan than I am, kind of situation. But it's just, compared to me, I'm just saying. My wife, on the other hand, forget about it. Like, I think she bleeds navy blue. Like, that's just Marlene. But for me, like, if my home team, my favorite team, is caught doing this, like, yeah, like, I'm disgusted as a fan. Because mm-hmm. of the fact, like, there could have been other way, and they got caught. It's not like you cannot make up technology and just erase the technology kind of situation. Like, you have to, like, there's physical evidence of you doing this.
I think I would say something just because it's a matter of integrity. Because at the end of the day, if you get hired by a team to play these major sports, there has to be a level of integrity in what you do and the craft that you do. That's why people harp on players that take PEDs to enhance their play that doesn't allow them to be on the same playing field as everyone else. That's why we get at anyone that does anything to sway the outcome in their favor, because you want a sense of integrity. You want a sense of honesty to show you that what you're playing is true, that it's no outside forces that could sway what's supposed to happen. That's why it makes, when we see some of our favorite athletes play, especially when we know that they've never veered off or do anything that compromises how well they already play, like, we always hold them in higher regard versus players that essentially cheat the system or cheat the standards in order to make themselves bigger. So I think I definitely would take that to heart. Because, like I said, it's disingenuous. So you went, why would you, if you know you have a stronger team or feel that way at least, why would you do anything to try to make it sway in your favor? You should all play fair and let the best person win. It's just that simple. At least in my opinion.
All right, well, nigga, yes. I wouldn't care. Like, I don't give. I wish the Mets would cheat. Once in a while, give me something, because maybe it's just because of my fandom. If I was somebody else, if I was a fan of any other team, I wish the Mets would cheat. I wish the Jets would cheat. I wish the Knicks would even attempt to cheat. Okay, like, I really, I wouldn't care. Like, yo,
let's not go to the Knicks.
No, we're not going to waste our time with that. I wish they would at least try to cheat. Give me something, because if I could see. If that was the Mets in 2017 and all of a sudden it was like, oh, they cheated. Oh, shit, I still saw a World Series. Like, whatever, B. Like, I don't care. Like, I want you – maybe it's just because I want to see winning. That's probably what it is. So I wouldn't care. If my team's won on a regular basis and this happened, I might be a little bit upset. I mean, low key, I'll still be happy because it's like, oh, we still, I mean, we cheated, but we won. Like, look at the Patriots. Like, they cheated and they won, and everybody kind of just like, ah, all right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not really. Not everybody was like that, though. Like, everybody wasn't like, oh, well, they cheated and they still won. Yay. No. I think from there on, they were like people that really, truly hated the fact that they were consistently winning. God knows they were still cheating. Like, it's just, it's that variable that we don't know.
I guess it's the question of, like, if you're so good, why would you do it? That's really the question.
No need.
My thing is that sports itself, you have strategy. You're given films to pick up on trends for the opposite team. Why go ahead and just, like, do that? Like, why go ahead and just cheat as they did? And right now, they're still walking scot-free. They're getting the shame finger, but right now, it's so stagnant. It's just like, okay, they cheated.
Let that be another...
It'll be a rough season for them. Like, pitchers are going to throw at them. People are going to boo them. It'll be a rough, you know, like, every time they're not in Houston, it'll be like a perp walk for them.
Shit, but maybe in Houston. You don't know how that team's going to feel, because when they won, all the Astros fans felt like that they really, like, it's like that long, think of all the teams that had those long curses.
I root for two of them, so I know.
Like, imagine how Cleveland felt when the Cavs won in 2016.
Was it 2016? Was it 16?
I think about it. Yeah. 15 or 16, yeah.
It was one of those. Think when the Cavs won. Imagine if it came out that fucking Tyronn Lue and LeBron James colluded a way to pay the refs so that way they would have won. And mind you, they were back. They were down 3-1, and they came back, forced the game 7, and won the series. I'm just saying. Like, it has to be, at the end of the day, like Kirby said, a strategy. You already given the answers that you need to find, or at least the problems that you need answers for. So mm-hmm. There's nothing more that you really need to do other than just practice and make sure what you do sticks.
Exactly.
So do you guys think the Astros should have that title stripped away?
Yes. I think so. If it gets worse than what it is now, if, like, we're finding out small little, like, kind of like sample size issues kind of situation mm-hmm. in regards to the revealing of what's been happening.
Yeah.
Now, for me, in my opinion, I would strip them from their 2017 World Series, because that's where everything started. And especially if it gets a little worse and they find more and more, then yeah, definitely for me.
I would think you need more before you can do that. But I'm not opposed to stripping them, and it will set a precedent for every other major sports.
Exactly.
Because playing it, like, if the MLB stripped them, then the Patriots should lose one of those rings. I'm just saying.
They're not going to. It's never going to happen.
It's not.
You know why? I think for the Patriots, you know why it's not going to happen? Because they continue to win afterwards.
But then,
like, it's kind of just like, all right, you did something stupid, but, like, they continue to win. No matter what the circumstances, they keep winning. So it's like, all right, well, it was a stupid thing to do, but you didn't need to do it.
But see, here's the thing. Yes, it was stupid, but it was consistently stupid, and it's not something that they just did once. I'll understand that if it was just one moment, but they've done it for several games that helped them succeed. If an Olympian could lose their medals for cheating or have some kind of advantage, then an entire baseball team should happen to them as well.
I would say that should happen.
But mind you, we're only seeing one layer of what's happening. There's probably so much more in that investigation that we don't know about that could lead to that. I mean, we've never seen this happen ever. Especially since technology has been advanced. Even if a whole squad has cheated, we've never seen anybody stripped of their World Series or their championship. So, like I said, we'll see if it does happen, but I would do that in my opinion.
I think because there's so much we don't know yet, like, it's not going to happen. If they had like, obviously you have to make some sort of decision, right? Because baseball is starting next month. Like, we're about
pitchers already have reported.
Yeah,
they did. I was about to ask.
This week they reported for for camp this week.
The season starts on the 22nd. March. I think March 22nd or 26th. I forget.
One of those two.
Hmm?
One of those 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's about a month away. So, like, they had to... They couldn't have this hanging over over the season. But I think because there's so much we still don't know, had all the information come out, because it's like a leaky faucet, right? Like, it's slow, things are slowly coming out. If everything came out, if we had all that information, if we had the information on how far this goes, the depths of which this goes, like, I think then they would have been stripped of the title. But because we only got bits and pieces of it, and there's still so much we don't know. They haven't. Will they do it? I don't know. I don't desperately. I think Major League Baseball is desperate for this to go away, so they're trying to do as much as they can now.
They're not going to remove the title. As much as I would like to see it done, it's not going to happen.
Like I said, it's just my opinion. I think they should, but that's. I know it's not going to happen.
Do you think the Red Sox also had a? Do you think the Red Sox should be stripped as well?
Well, that
remove your personal, remove your personal.
The Red Sox, if it shows that the Red Sox, the depths of what they, what the Astros have done, is also mirrored in the Red Sox, then yes, I feel that they should have their title stripped.
Stripped away,
and every Red Sox listen to this, or whatever of the 20 people amongst y'all, however y'all feel, y'all be all right.
Do you guys think this is a stain on the game of the baseball?
No, I don't think it's a stain, because it's a hiccup, because this happened even though the time frame is a few years, relatively, they got on it quick. It's not like something that...
They didn't get it on it quick.
No, I'm saying, and relative to when the Astros really became sort of more of a powerhouse.
Became the Astros.
Then they became what we know them to be now. No one noticed it at first, and that could be fault of whoever's in charge, not really paying attention to things, because refs fuck up all the time, and even... The league officials don't always catch all the game tapes when you play it back. But once they caught wind of it, they've been pretty much on top of it. It's not like the NFL where they just left it on its own island and just kind of waited. No one did decision and just wait. And then they put it out there just to make sure that they have their saving graces so they can get good ratings. I don't know if it'd be permanent. I feel it's just a hiccup, because it's not... If there was any team who even remotely thought that this would be a good method to try to win, all that just got shut down. Because Astros was looking like a prominent team to be a powerhouse for a while, and now you realize that they're human. And a lot of teams are going to go for their next this year. It's just going to happen.
I think it is a bit of a stain, but I just consider it like MLB is going to be that tide to go in order to clean that up real quick. Like, it's not going to be something to dwell on for years. It's probably going to finish up fairly quickly. Like, it's going to be wrapped up pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a partial, because people had been, teams had been mentioning, like, yo, something's going on. And it took them so long to figure out that, like, this is going on. Like, it had been reported by other teams, like, yo, the Astros is on some... They're doing something. There's something going on over there. You know, we're hearing things. We're hearing trash cans and all that type of stuff. And the fact that they took so long to investigate. And then I do think that them giving players immunity and, like, just being like, all right, well, you know, you guys are good. I do think that was a misstep on their part, because who's to say that, like, they aren't going to just create, like, if it happened now, Lord knows they might have another way to go about this, you know? So that I do think it's a stain, just because of the way that they handled it. The way that they handled it is very NFL. Like, it's kind of bumbling around, like, oh, I don't know what to do, this, that, and the third. So I do think But I also think, like, again, what I said earlier, like, they're still using signs. Like, what the fuck are we doing? It's 2020. Figure something else out. Put a microphone in the catcher and pitcher's hat, and like, let's go. Like, modernize this game a little bit. And that's kind of been the problem with baseball for a little while.
Well, that's the thing. If you modernize baseball, you lose the integrity of the sport. I personally think, especially for baseball, it's a human decision sport. Like, with football, you do have this technology to analyze and everything. But if you modernize the game, it's not going to be as enjoyable as it is, because it won't seem like America's pastime. It won't seem like it's its original thing. Like, that's just my thing. It's like, I know I want to swing the bat without any technology around me kind of situation. The only technology I would see is to improve a batter's health. Because I know, like, lately they've been using the there are a lot of new tools and equipment that they've been using in order to improve a batter or a player.
Launch angles and shit like that. Yep.
Exactly. So, like, that kind of technology, fine. But if we're talking about modernizing, making it for the future, it's going to lose it. The sport itself is going to lose its integrity. And then, like, I already feel bad with the replays. It takes away time from the game when it's called. So, like, that's just me. Like, I just like it naturally. Yes, there's human error. Fine. Mm-hmm. Like, that we all make mistakes, we miss a call and kind of situation, but I don't think we should fully modernize it.
All right, do you guys want to do another thing, or you want to take a commercial break?
Let's take a break.
We'll take a commercial break. You guys want to do One Gotta Go?
Let's do it.
Okay, we have two rounds of One Gotta Go.
Or you want to do that right now?
Do you want to do it right now?
Let's do it now. Okay. Well, you started it.
Yeah, all right, might as well.
So we're going to do a One Gotta Go. We do also, don't forget, guys, we have a Did It Happen in Florida. We will have that next segment.
Which I don't know. I still don't know what that is.
Oh, don't worry. You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out quickly. It's a story. You tell us, did it happen in Florida? I will let you know if it did or did not. You know, Florida's crazy. All right. So, One Gotta Go. I think I'm going to keep this to three. Freeze tag, manhunt, hide and seek.
Damn.
Whoa. Freeze tag, manhunt, hide and seek.
Yes, I'm going to keep it to three. The fourth one was duck, duck, goose, but I'm going to take that out.
You see, put freeze. That on there.
You want that? Okay, we're going to keep that. So freeze tag, manhunt, hide and seek, duck, duck, goose. One got to go.
Oh, shit.
Paper.
he's doing the mathematicals. X plus 7 equals 5.
I'm doing my cheat code for
let's keep it at 4, because I just thought Quack DDO, so that
was no great. I was trying to figure out what the fourth one would be.
Duck Duck Goose will fit.
Yeah, so I figured Duck Duck Goose.
Why did I write freeze bag?
I would keep, man, goddamn.
For the rules are, we're going to tell the ones we're going to keep. When we get down to the final two, then we make the decision.
I'd keep.
You said freeze tag, duck, duck, goose, manhunt, and
hide and seek.
Okay.
God damn. I keep manhunt.
You keep manhunt? Okay. I'm keeping freeze tag. Because back in the day when we used to play freeze tag at school in the parking lot, you know, niggas is out here juking everybody, you know, that's when you was trying to put on your best moves to get around the freeze. Shit was mad. It used to be a whole fucking parking lot full of people just running back and forth. Shout out to my homegirl Lorelai. She had them hands. She would catch. I used to try to juke the shit out of her. She would catch me every time. She had them lightning quick hands. So freeze tag for me, fire.
I'll keep freeze tag.
Freeze tag, okay. Bubba, your second one. You're keeping, I said?
Manhunt.
Manhunt, okay.
I would keep freeze tag.
Okay.
I would keep freeze tag. Yeah, I'll keep freeze tag.
All right. Kirby?
I'll keep manhunt.
I'm going to keep manhunt as well.
Okay, so we're both in agreement, manhunt and freeze tag.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Manhunt. What a squad looking for 1 minute? Talk about squad goals. That's real squad.
But then with freeze tag, it was tactical. It's just like it's like Call of Duty, but with no guns.
You got to know when to change your speed. Like you got to watch the person who's doing the tagging. Like You got to wait and see, time it out in your head. Like, you let somebody who's slower get in front of you, and then as soon as they lunge, you run by. There's a lot of thinking.
So what's the last two? Is Duck, Duck, Goose, and
Hide and Seek.
I would... I keep Hide and Seek, I give it Duck, Duck, Goose. Mm-hmm. Only solely because, depending on what group you're in, the rules change with Duck, Duck, Goose. Like, normally, with those that aren't... For those that are under a rock and never experienced childhood, Duck, Duck, Goose, you're in a circle. You have someone who is essentially the outsider. He goes, duck, duck, duck. If he taps your head or her, tap your head, say, goose. You have to chase the person. You have to tag them before they get back to the spot. If they beat you to the spot, they sit down, you're the one taking charge. Or is it that you're out the game? I can't remember.
No, you're not out the game. You're the one that needs to find the spot. Yeah, pretty much.
You have to find the spot. But if you tag them, then they got to go again. Everything the rules changes. Because I've done it myself where if I needed to catch someone instead of running the full circle, I would go half and sprint right through the middle. It's like, nah, I'm getting
you changed the game. You're a cheater.
You an Astro.
That's you an Astro. That's black people rules. That's black people rules.
I've done it. I'm being honest. I've done it. I've seen other people do it, and it's like it's
such
always,
an Astro.
It's why should that be a hashtag now?
Such an Astro.
I'm gonna put it as a shirt.
Hey, we should. Damn, we gotta monetize that. CCS. Yeah. We gonna call you.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. Yeah. Yes. Let's do it tomorrow.
Copyright. Copyright that now. Such an Astro. But yeah. I feel with Duck, Goose, the rules can change depending on where you at, and it doesn't keep to what the game is supposed to be. At least with hide and seek, you know, nigga is ghost. Yeah, find them, and if you don't find them, you stuck until you do, and that can't go for hours. The only thing though is like if you one of those asshole type friends, if they can't find you, you just disappear and you go somewhere else like Starbucks and get yourself something to drink and just wait. Like he ain't gonna find me. I'm chilling. And then what?
Okay.
I got stuck in a tree once, so that's why they couldn't find me. Yeah, I got stuck in a tree. My foot got stuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Oh, shit. All
right. Phil or me?
I am Phil, so. Yeah. Phil? If you want to go with him.
I am going to keep Duck, Duck, Goose and get rid of hide and seek because I'm a fat dude and I couldn't really hide, so they easily would seek me. Therefore, it wasn't to my advantage and it wasn't fun because there weren't many hiding spots that I can hide. Like, can hide in a closet and I'm as big as the closet, so yeah.
I struggled with this one because I was originally going to get rid of hide and seek. And my original thinking was manhunt and hide and seek are very similar. So it's kind of like the same, it's kind of like almost the same two games. But with manhunt, it's like if you're the last one, having a whole bunch of niggas come after you is kind of intimidating. But I think I'm going to get rid of Duck, Duck, Goose just because, like, I don't know, something about hide and seek is so much fun, especially like when you play outside. If you're playing in-house, in-house, no, that's right. Yeah, if you're playing in the house, like there's a Kirby, you know, we all share the same affliction. We are bigger niggas. So there's only but so many places that we can go, but you take hide and seek outside. And the fun part about like hide and seek was like if you were in a spot and you saw the person who's looking just walk by, like I don't know, I always got a thrill out of that, like, oh, you can't see me, but then I would move. The only problem is like with hide and seek, if you can't, you know, certain people, especially of the darker shade, you know, they'll move around, they'll go here, there and elsewhere, and then if you can't find them, you know, you're stuck with that person who's it is it for like, you know, 2 hours if you can't find anybody. But I think I'd keep hide and seek just because it's such a classic game, the classic elements. Nothing against Duck, Duck, Goose, though. Duck, Duck, Goose is fire, especially when you knew you were going to pick the person. When you knew the person you were going to pick is definitely slower than you, if I mean, if you didn't cheat and just cut across the middle.
If you didn't just astro it up.
Yeah, if you didn't just astro it up. If you weren't such an astro, you'd do the whole circle.
Such an astro!
You do the whole circle. Like, yo, doing Duck. And Duck Duck Goose was especially fire when you had a big group and then you had to run that whole circle around. Like, because once you knew you were faster than somebody, like, you jog it and then turn on the jets and just, like, outrun them and they would be stuck. But, yeah, I'm gonna get rid of Duck Duck Goose. It hurts me to say that, but that's the one. So I've got Freeze Tag, Manhunt, Hide and Seek. Bubba, you have?
Yeah, same.
We're all in your
Freeze Tag, Duck Duck Goose, and Manhunt.
All right. So that's going to do it for segment one. We will be back right after this quick commercial break. It's Bubba, it's Kirby, it's Phil, and most importantly, guys, it's you. It's the Loose Thoughts Podcast brought to you by Anchor.fm and all podcast supporting apps. We'll be right back.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Fina Fancy, and you are now tuned in to Loose Thoughts Podcast with Phil, Bubba, and Kirby. Don't forget to check out my new EP, Estrella, on all streaming platforms.
It's Fina Fancy.
And remember, you heard it here first on Loose Thoughts Podcast.
I'm scared of emotions that run deeper than oceans. I'm scared of emotions that can make me feel blue.
Watered our beak, collected our thoughts. Shenanigans happened in the background. Yo, this is a Loose Thoughts Podcast, baby. Come on. What y'all playing? What y'all doing? Shout out to Jay-Z. This is my favorite Jay-Z song of all of his music catalog. Shut up, stupid. All right. We're going to. Don't judge me, all right? We hope you enjoyed the first segment. Of course you did. It was funny. It was enlightening. You know, we talked about cheating. You know, y'all cheat on your peoples. So yeah. It's familiar. Familiar territory for some of you. All right. Anyway, see how we put it all together? What are you playing over there? What game is that? You showed it to me. That doesn't give me the title.
I think it's Homescapes.
Homescapes?
He doesn't even know what game it is.
Yeah. You should try Best Fiends. That shit is fire.
Yeah, Homescapes. Best Fiends, word?
Best Fiends, yep.
Copy.
Toon Blast. It wastes your life. All right. So anyway, we're going to now be jumping into, speaking of Jay-Z, right? The Jay-Z intro. We want to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl for a little bit. You guys watched the Super Bowl, I'm assuming? Yes?
Yeah.
Indeed.
What did you think of the game?
I thought it was a great game. It was a lot of back and forth. People thought it was like dry, but I'm like, if they're that close and it's going back and forth, that means it's a great game. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't like it was just it ended in the last couple
of blowout. Like,
I don't know. I think they were
expecting more pizzazz, more fireworks. I think they were expecting a higher score. I think people were expecting a higher score game.
Yeah,
that shows you that both sides of the team did their job.
Yeah. I thought it was, you know, it was crazy. I didn't realize it until like the next day. It moved pretty quickly. Like the game was over by like 9:30, 10 o'clock. Yeah. Like if you were at a Super Bowl party, you could have realistically, I know we did, you could have really realistically left at like, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock and you still had your whole day.
Yeah.
Well, not whole day, but you know what I mean? So,
Shout out to the Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, first championship since the... No, first championship?
No, it's the second franchise. It's been 50
years. First since the one that... Yeah, yeah. So shout out to the Chiefs. You know, good game. Shout out to Patrick Mahomes, my guy. Yeah. All right. So, with the Super Bowl though, how did you feel about the halftime show?
I loved it.
I caught glimpses of it because I was in transit trying to get. It was a busy day, but I did caught glimpses of it. I liked it. I liked
gorgeous
the messaging and all that was dope.
I didn't even realize how deep that messaging was until I saw it again. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. I might have been half drunk by then, but like I didn't realize the children in the cages. Mm-hmm. That was wild. I was like, yo,
mm-hmm.
that's fire. But speaking of Super Bowl and all the things, you know. Jay-Z, you know, he has a partnership with the NFL to, you know, try and make things better. And there was a video that came out, and it was him and Beyonce sitting during the national anthem. Now, there are people who are on both sides of the aisle here. Before we even really get into it, how do you guys feel about it? What do you guys think? Do you think it was some sort of political message? Do you think he was trying to send a statement? Is it to show solidarity with Kaepernick? Like, how do you guys feel about it?
I personally think it was just a bad accident. Like, it's just like you're enjoying. What it seemed to me was he was enjoying, like, being there.
Mm-hmm.
Got caught in the conversation, and probably plus he looked like he was sitting in the skybox. He wasn't sitting in no regular seat. So
yeah, he was in a like one of them little press box joints.
So yeah, like when you're in there, you're enjoying the ambiance. He probably had some food in the bag. He's like, hey babe, there's some good chicken kind of situation. I don't know.
Oh, you see? Oh, really? Really? Because niggas is predisposed. Okay, you said it. It came out of your lips.
Oh man, that's funny.
Yeah, now tell us how you really
feel. Bruh.
Probably on lemon pepper too.
Mm-hmm.
It was in my head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had some good wings. Some good wings.
Possibly ketchup on the side for, you know.
Are you done?
I'm saying. You're
Are you done?
Yeah.
Anywho, mm-hmm. pretty much, I just think
watermelon.
Yeah. And a couple of grape sodas too. Like what the hell?
Hennessy was probably in the background. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah, but
he
that's
got,
a,
he, got, he got Duce. He ain't gonna do Hennessy.
No Duce. Those are not human names. Those are drinks. You know, just in case you were thinking, Kirby.
Are you done? Okay. Enjoying the food that was in the box. Pause. Well, no, not pause.
No, hey, that's not pause.
Yeah, no, because Beyonce. Anywho, I think it was just a mishap. So they were just
Beyonce
enjoying.
Got chicken flavored box. Okay, see.
Well, since you mentioned watermelon, you know.
Watermelon.
Right,
we totally derailed this.
You really have.
This segment has been brought to you by watermelon.
And if not, by lemonade. Anywho, I just simply think it was just a little mishap. They just enjoyed themselves, and the camera caught them. The camera mm-hmm. caught them. That's it.
Bubba.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything else, because y'all just want to twist my words. Kirby.
You said it.
I said it, but I didn't mean it in that. But yeah.
Kirby pretty much nailed it on the head. Like, they just got caught on TV. They wasn't the only ones sitting during the national anthem. It's just they had the highest profile, so it's like, what are they doing?
It has to be a political statement, Bubba. He's not just sitting down. Are you crazy?
He can't enjoy himself?
No, he's not just sitting down. He's sending a statement. He said he doesn't need the NFL. The NFL needs him.
I mean, that's the truth.
Clearly it is. But clearly it's some sort of political message. Open your third eye. Be woke. Right? That's what y'all people are saying?
Be woke.
Yeah.
What do you mean, y'all people?
Us chicken eating, watermelon eating folk who drink Hennessy and Douce. Okay? And name our child's Alizé and Hennessy and Douce.
Or okay? Blue Ivy.
What?
Huh?
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 I can't explain that one.
God, I don't think anybody can.
I got nothing for that one.
Listen.
But no, I think, you know what's crazy is I didn't even know that happened. Like, I didn't know until, you know, I think it was like 3 or 4 days later mm-hmm. that he was sitting down during the national anthem. I was like, I watched the game. I watched the whole Super Bowl. There was no shot of him sitting down, no shot of them sitting down. Then all of a sudden this came out and it was kind of just like, oh, so that's what we're doing, right? Because he partnered with the NFL, you know, he tried to help Kaepernick get a job. Now we're trying to create a narrative. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
My thing is that it's the nitpickers, like the people that just like, you know, you point at everything, but like, oh, look at them, blah, blah, blah. Like, just they wanted to nitpick everything. Like every day after the Super Bowl, something new came up. Like if it's not Shakira's thing, like that, like they made a big fuss about that,
which I didn't even realize happened until later on.
That's what I'm saying. Like people just literally sat there, not having their 9 to 5 at home, like, yo, what can I say about this? Ooh, let me just type this. Blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, come on, man. Like, enjoy the game. Don't nitpick everything that's happening because you have no life. And then make a big thing about it. That's just me.
People just got to learn to just stop. Like, what do you... They're human. They're going to do what they want to do. They're going to do what's best for them. It's like, what? I don't understand why people expect to hold people that they don't even know or will ever interact with to a higher standard than the people they have in their own circle. But that's just life. That's just my opinion.
Essentially, he said, you can't. Essentially, what he said was that, like, they were having a conversation about everything that was going on. Because, again, this is Roc Nation, right? So yeah. He set all this up, and apparently the conversation between Jay-Z and Beyonce was that, like, they were talking about, you know, the sound levels, you know, and since Beyonce had performed at that halftime show a few years ago when white America lost their shit about the Black Power and all that, so they were talking about it, and he basically said, like, yeah, we forgot that was going on, and that's why we didn't stand up, because, like, they were so into their conversation that they essentially didn't hear the national anthem or whatever the case may be, but essentially they forgot to get up. So what do you make of that statement? Do you believe it? Is this much ado about nothing? Do you think he's making some sort of political statement, or are people just trying to create some sort of narrative because they're, like one of you said, they're bored and they got nothing else to do?
People making shit up. I'm like, it literally, they're just trying to make things worse than what it appears. I just think that's that. I'm sorry.
Reaching, bro. Like, they're trying to get that headline that puts them in a different conversation. You couldn't do that with really Beyonce, but you definitely can't do that. Hov is bulletproof. Like, no matter what you try to throw towards Hov, any form of shade, it gets wiped under the rug eventually. If it's not the next day, it's really like the next month. Like, Is it really that pertinent that you had to watch Jay-Z, who's on par with most of the league owners, to see what he does? Did you look at all the league owners? I guarantee you, any of the owners that was at that building, some of them sat down. I wasn't even paying attention to the anthem. It was probably being drunk at the fucking own private bar. So what are you looking for?
Forget the owners. There is definitely just people. There are people, like, we continue to think that, like, you know, this country continues to think that, like, the national anthem is this holier than thou sacred moment every time that it's recited and all that type of stuff. I went to an Islanders game not too long ago. I'm pretty sure during the national anthem, you're not supposed to, like, you're not supposed to cheer until it's over. Like, you're not supposed to cheer until it's over. All this type of stuff. When I went, it was the Islanders versus the Stars. And anytime the word star was said in the national anthem, the Dallas fans, which I thought was creative, they would chant Stars. Yeah. And I was like, I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do that. Like, if this is supposed to be some sort of solemn moment, this is supposed to be, you know, this great big thing, like, you're not supposed to There's a lot of things in, like, you know, there's a lot of things you're not supposed to do with, like, the American flag, this, that, and the third. But they're out here screaming over Star. And I, you know, I don't really, I personally don't give a fuck. But,
it's,
you know.
They do that at the Red Bull games, too. When you go over there, when they go red. So it's just like.
Are you, like, I'm pretty sure that's not what you're, you're technically not supposed, quote unquote, supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. So, like, why is it now? But, like, why are you able to do that? So, I don't know. I think I feel like, for me, I feel like nobody would have known about this. Okay, yeah, the Super Bowl happened, right? The Monday, the Super Bowl happens. Monday passes. Tuesday passes. I don't think I heard about this until Wednesday. If not Tuesday, it was definitely Wednesday. I didn't hear about this. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, well, you know, Jay-Z's making a statement. Like, he's since he's made these deals with the NFL to you know, try to clean up the image and all that type of stuff. The wording was he's clearly trying to send a message because, you know, he knows that the cameras are on him 24/7. So obviously him not standing up is going to be a big deal. And it's kind of just like, yo, guys, like,
shut the fuck up.
We're really trying too hard. We're really trying to give we're trying to give him too much credit for sitting down we're trying to give him too much credit. Like, he could have I truly believe, like, he was sitting there, he was talking to Beyonce, he just kind of just forgot about it because it's like, it's Demi Lovato, like, Why would I pay attention to Demi Lovato singing the national anthem? Like, why does that matter?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, apparently the rest of the world. So much ado about nothing. Are we on agreement on that? Trying too hard to make a narrative. Okay, you guys want to play a little game? It's called Did It Happen in Florida?
Are we watching Saw?
Huh? Well, give yourself the brah. Do it. No, you missed.
Bruh.
There you go. All right. We're going to play a little game called Did It Happen in Florida? Okay? So we all know
Florida.
That Florida hosts some of the, you know,
special
people in America. Okay? And if you type in Florida man, you never know what you're going to get. You never know what kind of news story you're going to get. So I'm going to read you a story. Not the whole thing. I summarize this, okay? And you let me know, did it happen in Florida? And then we will get to our closing segments, because I know Bubba has a word of the day. Kirby, do you have something that we're watching for?
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, we know what we're doing here. All right. So, did it happen in Florida?
Shit.
You guys listening? You ready?
Yeah.
All right. A man is told he is not allowed to bring a life-size cardboard cutout of Donald Trump to his dialysis treatment. It started out as him bringing.
I don't feel comfortable already.
Come on. It started out as him bringing a small cutout of Trump for emotional support. And over time grew to a full-size cutout of Mr. Trump, of Senor Trump. Okay. When asked why he couldn't bring his emotional support item, he was told it was too much and this isn't a rally. Okay? The treatment center has said, we strongly support the ability of all of our patients to express their views, which includes bringing reasonably sized items into our dialysis centers that do not create safety or infection control issues or interfere with caregivers on the treatment floor. So this gentleman had to have dialysis. He was bringing pictures of Trump for some reason, whatever, as emotional support. Okay. He then decided after a little picture wasn't enough, he started upgrading until it became a life-size cardboard cutout of said Senor Trump. And then he was told, no, you can't do this because this is not the place for that. So, gentlemen, I ask you, did this happen in Florida?
Bubba, I'm gonna let you respond
first. I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, and if not, where do you think it happened?
I want to say this happened in Kentucky.
Any reason why, or just
because I'm just going to throw a dart and it lands in Kentucky.
Okay, Kirby, did this happen in Florida? And if not, where do you think it happened?
No, Alabama.
No, Alabama. Any reason why?
Nope.
Okay,
it's a red state.
It's a red state. Okay, that's a solid point. Well, gentlemen, I am sorry to inform you that this did, in fact, happen in Florida. This happened in Port Lucie, Florida, where guess who practices there during spring training? That's right, the New York Mets. Okay.
I knew he had to find some connection to it.
It did happen in Florida, though. It happened to be Port St. Lucie. I can't speak.
Bruh.
But yes, this did happen in Florida. All right.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
And that will do it for this episode. But before we get out of here,
will they do it for this episode?
Huh? Not yet. We got a couple of segments. We got to do our closing segments. And I believe
we should do it right now.
I believe Bubba has a word of the day. So, Kirby, hit the music.
God, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
Well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird.
This is the first episode of the new decade, new growth. So I just want to use the word steadfast. If you listen to the Kobe Bryant episode, then you kind of understand the whole Mamba mentality, reaching for your dreams, always being persistent with achieving your goals, no matter how far it may seem. At some point, it always comes to your face, and you know then whether you can attain it or not. So just stay steadfast in your moves. Make sure you have the right energy around you to keep you on that wave and just keep going for the stars.
Thank you, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, Kirby, we're watching for something, so I think I'm going to need you to hit the music. Hit the music.
Should I or should I not? I don't know.
You should. I always feel like somebody's watching
me. So I would like to thank Phil for helping me stall because I couldn't find the damn button.
You got it. There it is.
So for my DC fanatics, as you know, Arrow has come to its last season. But fear not, Netflix has picked up the season and you can watch all of season 8 and obviously all the seasons on Netflix. So take some time. Binge watch it if you have to. I know some of the guys here have to catch up. Someone's on like season 2, Bubba. But anyway.
Oh, no, I'm on season 5.
I feel like you're in season 2. But anyway. Also, TGIT is back. It's been a couple of weeks, but it has been back. The cool, unique thing of this time around is that now they've integrated Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy, and it like basically flows right into each show. So Station 19... starts at 8 o'clock.
For those.
Jesus.
Bruh.
That's what you get. Anyway, and it goes right into Grey's Anatomy, which starts at 9. So, take advantage. And last but not least, for those football fans that are not tired of watching football, but you really don't want to do much, XFL has returned. I don't know why. But it has. So far, so good in regards to the games. It's come back Saturdays and Sundays. Take a look out. I think the number one team so far is Cardale Jones' DC Defenders. New York, since they can't find any property in New York, they went to Jersey. So, support your local teams, even though there's only 8 teams on this league. And that it has been what to watch for. Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to have a damn it, man, but I think I do. So hit the music.
Ah, fuck.
Damn it, man.
God damn it.
Damn it, man. Pitbull. Damn it, man.
Just like.
Damn it, man.
Okay.
Damn it, man.
All right. I was gonna give it to Bubba, but I'll let him slide.
Bruh.
I was gonna let him slide. But I would like to give it to the Houston Astros and Jeff Lunau as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. Okay? Basically, what sums up the nonsense, the shenanigans that they have pulled in the last 2 years, Jeff Lunau, the owner of the team, was asked, Do you think your cheating scandal had an impact on the game? And he said it didn't affect the game. And then 20 seconds later decided to say, I didn't say that it didn't affect the game. So basically, my friend, why did you do it? We all know why you did it. You try to cheat to win. And I'm not exactly opposed to cheating while trying to win. But once you're caught, just admit to what you did. Got your hand in the cookie jar. Just accept it. Take this L and move on with your life. But to Jeff Lunau, the Houston Astros as a staff, label, and as a motherfucking crew, I give you a damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Nope, that's the wrong one.
No, I just wanted to give him the damn it.
Oh, you're right, though. Okay.
Jesus.
Oh, you're right, though. But before we get out of here, I got one more. The Ric Flair Award. Hit it!
Ooh.
Woo! And for this Ric Flair Award, I'm going to be selfish. Tomorrow is my third wedding anniversary. 2/17/17. Mother effers. So I would like to give this Ric Flair Award. Yeah, I know I'm being selfish. Yeah, go fuck yourself. It's our show. I can do whatever I want. Okay, this is my award.
That sounded so, like, what?
This is my award.
It's our show, but it's me. Fuck you.
This is my award. I can give it to whoever I feel like it. And I would like to give it to the most beautiful woman in the world, in my opinion. My wife, my best friend, my baby mama, Brenna. If you're listening to this, you know what I mean? You're a Ric Flair recipient. And for that, you get two claps and a Ric Flair.
Woo!
Oh, that was weak. No, we're gonna do it again. You get two claps and a Ric Flair.
Woo!
Do it again. You get two claps and a Ric Flair.
I'm not giving shit.
That was the worst Ric Flair we ever had. But I love you. Happy anniversary. I'll see you tomorrow when you wake up. And all the good things.
I'm thinking it was going to someone else.
Don't try to hijack my Ric Flair.
I wasn't trying to hijack it. I just really like, I was, but yeah. I don't know.
Oh, don't worry. That's the next one.
Yeah, that's what, okay. But you know what? You threw me off. You threw me off.
I'm allowed to do that. I'm going selfish. But anyway, we've completely botched this section of the show. And, you know, we'll get it right the next time, possibly, maybe, who knows. You'll fucking listen.
Because fuck them, that's why.
Exactly. We'll get it together next time. But in the wise words of me, stay true to you, love you some you, and always do what you do. It's Bubba, it's Kirby, it's Phil, and most importantly, it's you. This has been fun. We appreciate you. It's the Loose Thoughts Podcast, brought to you by Anchor.fm and all podcast porn apps. And we out!